In February of last year, Governor Walker signed an administrative order to help jumpstart mariculture, or sea farming, in the state. One Juneau couple is whipping up a recipe to make local kelp an enticing business and snack. They're one of a growing number of startups that see Alaska seaweed as a marketable food. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Elizabeth Jenkins has more on how the state is responding to the new industry.
There's an aquatic plant that's become a big part of Matt Kern and Leah Heifetz's relationship.
It's basically all we talk about every day of the week, every night of the week, every weekend.
Matt and Leah are dedicating so much of their time to seaweed because they've been laying the groundwork for a new business.
Kelp salsa. It's made from predominantly bull kelp that we harvest from around Juneau.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game doesn't have a formalized process for collecting wild kelp for commercial use, at least not yet, so the couple forages under an experimental permit. They say a lot of work and late nights goes into whipping up a batch of salsa. Can I try some?
Yes.
Okay. Matt pops the lid off a small mason jar and opens a bag of corn chips.
Today we have a green salsa verde and another flavor called Campfire that has roasted garlic and onions.
And lots of minced bull kelp. I scoop my chip into the Campfire flavor. It's tart from the seaweed and mildly spiced.
It's gonna be hard not to snack while I'm doing the interview too.
Yeah, we can feel free.
Matt and Leah recently received a $40,000 Path to Prosperity grant, which is for Southeast entrepreneurs to help grow their business. Last year, they made about 2,000 jars of salsa, mostly cooked up in their home kitchen. But they want to eventually expand distribution beyond Juneau. Having access to enough forage seaweed for that expansion could be difficult, but a California-based startup might be able to help. The company is looking at the prospect of seaweed farming in Alaska. Right now, Blue Evolution grows the plant in Mexico for its own products.
They were really interested in doing domestic production.
That's Tamsin Peoples. She's employed by Blue Evolution and working on the science of seaweed farming at the University of Alaska Southeast. Her company takes the dried plant and turns it into pasta. She says coastal states like Maine are already kelp farming, but developing it here has its advantages.
Alaska has bountiful amounts of coastline, obviously. We also have clean water. As an Alaskan, I think it's a great opportunity for individuals who otherwise in the winter are kind of just laying low between commercial fishing or tourism.
But one thing Alaska doesn't have is easy access to kelp seed. The Department of Fish and Game says you can only farm with plants native to the region. And that's where Peoples research comes in. She's been working on propagating seed from local kelp spores.
In order for the industry to grow, we're going to have to get a number of other hatcheries online.
A new House bill could make it easier for more nonprofit hatcheries to receive state loans. And even though those wouldn't apply to a company like Blue Evolution, Peoples thinks it's a good thing. So far, she's successfully incubated varieties like sugar and ribbon kelp, and those plants are growing in the waters of Kodiak and Ketchikan. Blue Evolution will buy the seaweed back in the spring. And as their kelp salsa business grows, Matt Kern and Leah Heifetz say they're also interested.
We plan to be sourcing directly from farms in the future.
They say for them, it's not about building a seaweed snack empire.
Yeah. This wasn't a huge leap in our day-to-day lives, though, to go from doing it on our home scale, because this is kind of what we would be doing with our time anyways.
That means building their business sustainably, making thousands of jars of kelp salsa, and sharing it with friends. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.